The whole idea of social distancing is to get the cases down so low that you can isolate any new infections. Well, New Zealand may be the first country that's able to try that out. Today, the island nation reported no new cases of COVID-19 for the second day in a row. It has around 1,500 infections and just 20 deaths, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is easing lockdown restrictions. Today, she met by video with the Australian government and talked about a bubble where people would be allowed to travel between Australia and New Zealand freely without quarantine. I spoke earlier with Richard Sutherland at Radio New Zealand, and I asked him what New Zealand's COVID-19 strategy has been.
Initially, the strategy was very much, we are going to attempt to flatten the curve and deal with a number of cases in such a way that we can delay some of them and take the pressure off the public health system. But very quickly, that evolved into an eradication strategy. And New Zealand is probably well placed to do that because we're an island nation. We have quite tight borders. The government shut down international travel reasonably early on. So the process by which we got to the point of going, we're going to go from rather just weathering the storm or flattening the curve to outright eradication happened quite quickly over about a few weeks' time. And I think what really sealed it for the government as to the decision to change that strategy was a couple of things. First of all, the public health advice from doctors and medical specialists was very much, we can eliminate or eradicate this, but we need to act now. And then the second thing, and almost as important, I think, were the images and the reports coming out of Europe, in particular Italy, and the absolute carnage that the virus was wreaking on the public health system there and the high death toll. I think that was enough to focus the mind of the government here to say, if we can avoid that, we should. And therefore, the idea of flattening the curve became unacceptable. If the death toll was going to be that high, the decision was made, we're going to try to eliminate and contain it as much as we can.
Now, you said that international travel was cut off. One, does that include your closest neighbor, Australia? And two, does that continue today that there are no flights coming in or out?
So there are flights coming in and out, but very, very few. And there is no travel other than essential travel to Australia. There is a suggestion that we will resume some sort of international flight schedule with Australia. And in this country, we've described the whole lockdown experience as being in your bubble. So your bubble was your household or your immediate family, and you didn't want to mix your bubbles. Now they're talking about a bubble between New Zealand and Australia and expanding that so that we're in the one bubble. So at the moment, international travel and international tourism is effectively dead. But there are hopes that we can start to slowly revive that over the coming months and years.
Okay, so let's talk about the economy. What has the impact on the economy been there in New Zealand? And are you seeing a debate the way that we are here in the United States over whether to ease the stay-at-home restrictions because it's doing too much damage to the economy?
Yes, so we are pretty much going through the same debate that every other country is going through. Although initially, I think when we went into, we call it here a lockdown or stay at home or shelter in place, I think might be the American term for it. Mm-hmm. But basically, we went into that and we've only just come out of the strictest of the four levels that the government has put in place, a level four lockdown, which basically restricted you to your home. Supermarkets were open, but most other retail was not. And that really just did put the New Zealand economy into a coma, I guess you could say a medically induced coma. Unemployment has spiked. It was about 4% before COVID hit, and now the forecasts are that it will go as high as 11%. The government has moved, as so many other governments have around the world, to prop up a lot of businesses. There's been a wage subsidy for basically any business that can prove that it's suffered a significant drop in revenue. So the government will basically pay your workers for you up to about $500 a week. And the government has indicated it's not afraid to spend whatever it takes to get us out of this.
I want to just ask you one more thing about your Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. She is 39 years old. She took office just 2.5 years ago, and already she's had to take the country through that terrible terrorist attack, and she banned weapons after that. She had to deal with the volcanic eruption in New Zealand, and now this, and has had great success so far, at least, in dealing with coronavirus. What are people saying about her?
I wouldn't say that it's 100% approval for what she's been doing, but certainly the government has attracted strong support. Ardern, the Prime Minister, has given a masterclass on how to communicate during a crisis. You'd have to say that the government's communication strategy and her personal communication strategy has been very strong and very good in comparison to some other leaders around the world. She is benefiting from a lot of goodwill at the moment. The question is, will that goodwill hold as this crisis draws on into weeks and months ahead?
That is Richard Sutherland, who is head of news at Radio New Zealand, speaking with us from Auckland. Richard, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.